Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a big name interview show released every Monday, and one of these short daily episodes every Tuesday through to Sunday. Yes, an episode every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is November the 24th, and on this day in 1998, Metallica released their cover compilation record, Garage Inc. I actually really liked this album when it came out, and I thought the Turn the Page cover was brilliant, to be honest. On this day in 1974, in the midst of his famous Lost Weekend, John Lennon rehearsed with Elton John for Elton's upcoming Madison Square Garden performance, where Lennon would make a surprise appearance. Back in 1972, the TV series In Concert debuts on ABC. It's produced by Don Kirshner, and the bands on the first episode include Chuck Berry, Alice Cooper, the Allman Brothers Band, and Poco. Sad news on this day in 1991, Eric Carr of Kiss, he sadly passed away of heart cancer. He was just 41 years old. And on this day in 1964, The Who played their first gig under the name The Who. Until then, they'd been known as the High Numbers. This first gig under their new moniker was at London's Marquee Club. But for today's show, we remember someone who would have been 81 years old today. Yes, born on this day in 1941 was Donald Dunn, better known as Duck among the music world. Duck was the bass player for Booker T and the MGs, and a session bassist for Stax Records as well, and played on a million tracks, honestly. You think of people like Otis Redding and Bill Withers and Elvis Presley and many, many more. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Booker T and the MGs in 1992. Sadly, he passed away 10 years ago while touring in Tokyo at the age of 70. Now, I spoke recently with Creedence Clearwater Revival drummer Doug Cosmo Clifford, and he's just released an album of songs which have been sitting in his vault since, I think, the 70s. Now, playing on this record was Bobby Whitlock from Derek and the Dominoes and Donald Duck Dunn. So here's a little clip about how all that came about. But you've got other musicians that worked on it as well with yourself and Bobby, one of them being Booker T and the MGs, man, bassist Donald Duck Dunn. And it was him that introduced the two of you together, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was looking to put together a band, and I was visiting Duck, and I asked him if he knew of any singers of merit that might want to work with me. He said, yeah, Bobby Whitlock. And I said, oh, yeah, I know who he is. Layla, etc. And Bobby came up to my house and came in, and we started talking about what plans we might make or what, you know, direction we might go into musically. And next thing you know, we were writing, right? And pounding these songs out. And I said, you know, if we don't record these songs, we're going to forget them. That's it. You have an idea for a song, you better at least get pencil and paper and take a few notes. Otherwise, come the rising of the sun the following day, all that information's gone unless you've either recorded it or written it down. So we got Duck and a fellow named Michael O'Neill, and we went into the studio and recorded some of the songs that we had written, the best of the lot, and that sort of continued. Then Duck got an offer from John Belushi to become a blues brother, and so he said, I got to take this, and we said, oh, of course you do, and you know, so off he went, and anyway, it was sort of dissolving, and I said, well, you know, it looks like it's not going to happen, so I stored the tapes and put them in the vault, and good songs, and I wanted to have a finished product, and I had nothing else to do, so I produced the tapes, and what you hear is what we did, and sounds really good.
Yeah, yeah.
even after all these years.
The wonderful Creedence Clearwater Revival drummer Doug Cosmo Clifford there, 77 years old, and still finding great music hidden away in his vault. You can hear more stories like that, and of course about his time with John Fogerty and Creedence, on the recent Side 2 episode I did, which was called Cosmo's Californian Vault. Please do check it out. But that's it for November the 24th. I'll be back tomorrow with another This Day Rocks. But until then, take care.